With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump proclaims the historic dawn of a new Middle East as he receives a hero's welcome in Israel.
Addressing Israel's parliament in Jerusalem, the president celebrated the return of the living hostages as part of the Gaza ceasefire plan.
Today the skies are calm, the guns are silent, the sirens are still, and the sun rises on a holy land that is finally at peace.
Earlier, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu told lawmakers,
Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House.
The president said now is the time for Israel to translate its battlefield victories into peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And President Trump is now in Egypt, where he and the Egyptian president are co-chairing a gathering of world leaders dubbed the Summit for Peace. Taking place in Sharm el-Sheikh, the summit's goal is to permanently end the more than two-year Israel-Hamas war after the breakthrough Trump ceasefire hostage release deal. A nor'easter continuing to bring high winds, coastal flooding to parts of the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, where flood and high wind warnings are in place.
The coastal flooding will be across areas that typically see the coastal flooding when we have big storms. Rainfall will not be as big an impact, even though there will be heavy rainfall amounts across the Northeast, anywhere from 1 to 4 inches from New York City over to Boston.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec, parts of New Jersey and New York are under a flood emergency declaration. There's no end in sight to the government shutdown, now entering its 13th day. Federal workers not being paid, although President Trump has directed War Secretary Hegseth to scrape together funds to pay members of the military. On Wall Street, the Dow up 494 points, NASDAQ ahead 423. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is quitting the ECFA.
The leader of Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says he's withdrawing those ministries from the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That organization recently announced that in addition to reporting on a ministry's spending habits, it will require a detailed plan of support for each ministry's leader in an effort to avoid scandals. Graham says that takes the ECFA outside its traditional role and is too invasive. Michael Harrington reporting.
Recent high-profile deadly attacks on places of worship have intensified anxiety and outright fear among clergy and people of faith worldwide. In just the past 6 weeks, there have been attacks on a synagogue in Manchester, England, a Mormon church in Michigan, and a Catholic church in Minnesota hosting a mass for school kids. Before that, high-profile attacks at mosques in New Zealand, a synagogue in Pennsylvania, and a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. This is SRN News. Police continue the investigation of yesterday's deadly shooting at a South Carolina nightclub. Apparently no arrests as of now.
A mass shooting at a crowded bar on an idyllic South Carolina island leaves at least 4 people dead and more than a dozen injured. Beaufort police say 4 of the injured were taken to the hospital in critical condition. The shooting took place around 1 a.m. Sunday at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island. Police say multiple victims and witnesses ran to the nearby businesses and properties trying to get away from the gunfire. They're calling it a tragic and difficult incident for everyone and asking for patience as they investigate. I'm Julie Walker.
Churches located near the scene of a powerful explosion at a rural Tennessee plant devoted their Sunday services to the 16 victims and their families as nearby communities mourn the loss of life. SRNNews.com.